The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Being broke has some benefits. If you're struggling this Christmas, well, don't worry, everyone is, because the country's going to hell. And the country being completely broke is not all bad. It's a weird take, I know, but...
It feels a bit like hope.
I'm going to try and cope my way through this. So we'll start off just by mentioning the premium podcast we did ages ago on the origins of intersectionality. Of course, I keep mentioning this because it's continuously relevant to, well, the West, if you wanted to describe it in any real terms. Minoritarian ideology runs the damn place. And the thing is, it's starting to turn. And the good news is that it's turning because we're all broke. Which is not the best news, but hey, don't want to can. So we're going to the newest article here. This is from the Times. Cabinet Office scraps gender inclusion workshops after complaints from the civil servants. Even the woke-ass civil servants are like, yeah, no, this is cancer. Mm. Why are we spending money on this? This is a huge waste of time. It's hilarious as well. Of course, the reason has to be because turfism. It's the only thing that seems to be able to fight.
Yeah, we can workism. Only frame critiques of intersectionality within the framework of intersectionality.
It's the only successful ones in, let's say, mainstream British politics. Mm. This is probably the right way of phrasing that. Anyway, they're right in here. It is alleged that the rights of women and lesbians are being overridden in the workshops where beliefs are presented as facts. As if it doesn't override the rights of every person who isn't a minority group. In these given circumstances, but whatever, they just do whatever.
I am delighted that they're cannibalizing themselves, at least. It saves me the energy.
Well, you know, it's a turf world, we just live in it. The Cabinet Office has scrapped a series of gender inclusion workshops after the civil servants complained about it being scientifically nonsensical. As if it ever wasn't.
Only took you 6 years.
The sessions run by, this is weird, it's A colon gender. So like agender, all right? But I'm just going to say agender going through, because otherwise I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
Which describes itself as a trans and intersex cross-government staff network.
Oh, I thought it was a person at first.
Yeah. Has been delivered across a number of Whitehall departments. You might wonder, well, who the hell are agender? Mm. I did. I Googled it. Oh, there was nothing but a Twitter account. That was it. It was the only public-facing thing I could find.
Right.
Let's go to the Twitter account. Let's have a look. Yeah, it's kind of what you expect. We are the network supporting all trans and intersex staff across government. Friends and allies, welcome.
Are they behind the new umbrella in the brand new sex worker positive pride flag that looks like an exposed anus?
Maybe. I do look forward to them using that one regularly, and the anus meme being posted below. Happy hunting. However, the thing of who the hell are these people? Well, you go, I just scrolled through a bit, and I could already see just John's thing there. We have followed by Merseyside Police LGBT+. Yeah, of course they are. Anyway, but they are indoctrinating His Majesty's Revenue and Customs, for example. If we go to the next one here, we can see some of that. There you are. Says, I think that's the permanent undersecretary for the Treasury as well. Not small fish.
They're
bringing along to their indoctrination sessions. Cool. They also openly join political marches, of course. As you can see here, this is Pride in London, where even though they're a government department or government assistance here, it doesn't matter. You can still just go ahead, be political. Right. We also have the fact that they've been indoctrinating the Royal Navy, which...
Didn't require much for the Navy to be gay, let's be honest.
Well, it's not about being gay, is it? It's
no, I know.
Gay Navy jokes aside, We have got various leaks out of various branches of the British military, and it's all cancer.
I speaking of gay Navy jokes, I do have one that I do like to tell, and that is that 60 fellas go down the submarine and 30 couples come up.
Oh, for God's sake. But you can see here, the thing is, this guy here, you know, tagging them and being like, I think they retweeted this, which is why I included it. But if you go to his account, like, he just looks like a meme, this person. Look at this. Look at the state of that. Dr. Mike Hill. Doctor, yeah, okay. He, his, him, trans flag, ally, equality wins with the black and brown stripes there. For
hidden disabilities. No, they're not hidden, my friend.
Personal account, own views. God, I hope so. Educator in what? LGBTF. The thing is, like, you know how in the past people have spoken about the fact that you have some people, some individuals, don't know who have no personality whatsoever.
Really. Yes.
Pure identity. Like, you have this joke within, I know a lot of gay guys who make this joke, which is just like, you run into a guy and literally just wants to tell you about all of his homosexuality, and you're like, I don't care. Never crap. Shut up. Like, want to get to know you. And, no, what you get is this, which I also followed by Merseyside Police LGBT+. Okay. Everybody knows everyone, I guess. Anyway, but they also retweet some other stuff, which looks perfectly normal. If we go to the next one here, there's another guy who is not a meme, but is real. You want to scroll down on this? We can get faceful. I love he's got the rainbow lanyards. Of course he does. Anyway, interesting guy. Mm. As you can see, he's here with them at agenda.gov.uk to go to a session.
They look like a very well made up Viking.
Anyway.
Bjorn Shagjason.
In case you think I'm being a bit mean by saying this chap isn't entirely giving off vibes that he's going to be sane, I'll let him speak for himself and prove us.
Oh my God, this looks like a Rob Zombie character. Come on.
Yeah, let's have a listen as to the brilliant speech he is about to give.
Blessed are the trans. Blessed are the high femmes. Blessed are the sex workers. Blessed are the authentic. Blessed are the disidentifiers. Blessed are the gender illusionists. Blessed are the non-normative. Blessed are the gender queers. Blessed are the kinksters. Blessed are the disabled. Blessed are the hot, fat girls. Blessed are the weirdo queers. Blessed is the spectrum. Blessed is consent.
We're blessed.
Blessed is respect. Blessed are the beloved who I didn't describe, couldn't describe, will learn to describe and respect and love. This was the litanies for my heavenly brown body by Mark Agahua.
Clearly sane individual, would much like to take a lecture from him if I was a civil servant, I'm sure.
Well, he would fit right in with the Church of England these days, let's be honest.
I do love how he was listing, like, oh, blessed are the blah, 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 like, blank, just put whatever. And he gives up at the end and is just like, blessed are those I don't even know, nor can I describe. Not yet, the update hasn't come through, but when it does, I'm sure you'll be describing cake gender as entirely sincere. There's also just this dude in general, so to take a look at what he's up to. One of the things he does is retweets a lot of Chinese propaganda. This is weird. This is back during 2020. I think there's this point where everyone had got over it.
Yeah.
But this dude was still tweeting stuff like this. This is from a Chinese propaganda account.
Yeah. What is it with the Chinese and quoting Disney movies? Because do you remember when they tried to blame the American military for COVID?
Yes.
And they used a photo of the Hydra from Disney's Hercules.
I think Disney might be the only movies that are allowed in China from the West, in like the olden days. So maybe it's
possibly.
That. Yeah. But either way, I'm, again, like, an actual NPC over here who wants to give you the local update. As soon as he finds out who the next are to be blessed and how to describe them, I'm sure he'll join them in the song. And also tell you to wear the mask. Damn it. Anyway, point is that these people are completely unrespectable, in my opinion. And even for your scared normie who works in the civil service, these people are unrespectable anymore. Which is good news, because if we go back to Da News, we can read more of it. The letter of complaint sent by Women's Rights Network contained a detailed analysis of the contents of the session and an explanation of why it was problematic. It alleged that rights of women and lesbians were overridden in workshops where belief were presented, belief such as the ability of humans to change their sex were presented as facts.
Right.
Like, okay, that's obviously a belief because it's not true, but it's not unexpected either. This would be what these people were being taught in the civil service by such individuals. Mm. But anyone who knows anything about this knew this is a whole waste of time. Pure ideological indoctrination. But whatever. Okay. According to the complaint, the trainer claimed that people who did not accept gender identity are devious and not qualified to give an opinion. You have no rights to even your own opinion anymore. The trainer also said that refusing the label cisgender, a term to note someone whose gender identity corresponds with their sex registered at birth, the time's right, normal people. If you use the term cisgender, a normal guy, you know, a guy who thinks he's a guy, a girl thinks he's a girl.
In the word of noted biologist Norm Macdonald, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, but you refusing to use the term cisgender, if you were like, no, that's just a person or something, that is a dog whistle for transphobia, says the trainer here. There's also a bunch of witness testimony in here. Although we've got to the point of its trial, which is good. It's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Told you. I've got some deep copium about this. They say in here, one who said that they were shaking with distress afterwards because it was scientifically so nonsensical and bizarre. Another said that they found the contents awful and upsetting, whilst a third said that they felt the trainers were tantamount to bullying and preachy at the same time. Yes, indeed, you have met an SJW.
Yeah.
Don't change. A number of MPs, including Sir Robert Buckland, Andrew Luir, and John Penrose, also complained to ministers in the Cabinet Office about these workshops, so this seems to have blown up even among Conservative MPs, which that was a task and a half. And the Cabinet Office has written to the Women's Rights Network last month saying, we're not going to do that anymore. Just we're going to stop.
Well, all it took was for them to go after the lesbians, and then the Conservatives, bastions of Englishness, came and stepped forward.
I do love that. What's that Jeremy Clarkson quote? So I'm not homophobic. I watch lots of lesbian porn. It's just like, yeah, all right, anyway. They say in here, following discussions with Agenda, the workshops have been stopped and are no longer being offered to civil servants. I was like, yeah, a huge waste of time. Just ideological nonsense. But you permitted this to go on for so long, why? Stopping it now, why? Well, hopefully, if for no other reason, you know, never mind the nonsense or anything, because that was fine. I think the money, I think it costs quite a bit. I know I've got some evidence for this, because if we go to the next article here, 1 million civil service days a year wasted on equality and diversity training, with the Conservative think tank saying it costs the taxpayer 150 mil a year.
I am sick of the materialist calculations. Look, I will take pretty much any solution at this point to slay this particular dragon. But it isn't a particularly compelling one when they do just create money ex nihilo for whichever cause they would quite like. It's not a reliable way of smacking these intersectional clowns over the head.
Sure, but there are a lot of normies in life and in government. And I think even if you can obviously point out, maybe racism is bad. They still don't really get it.
Hmm.
You know, maybe men and women exist. Still don't really understand that concept. In which case, you just go, do you know this is costing you money?
Yeah.
And I think it is a valuable point. The thing in here being that if you wanted to give every paramedic who's going on strike a pay rise in line with inflation, that would be 137 mil. 150 mil.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can avoid that strike this Christmas.
Or we could hire another £120,000 diversity and lived experience manager for the NHS. Have you considered that?
There are a lot more of those to come. They've actually gone really deep. That's just the surface level figure of what you're losing out there. They say it includes 24 days a year spent on the Intellectual Property Office, on the Respect at Work board game, and almost 1,500 staff days spent on the London Fire Brigade on equality training.
Right.
Do I save the black kid or the white kid in the fire? Save the kids. Whichever one's got a more likely chance of living.
Mm.
But okay, that's a lot of money needed and time, apparently, for that conversation. The report reveals that public sector organisations employ 10,000 members of staff to deal with issues focused on equality, diversity and inclusivity. So there we finally have it. I've tried to get these figures, writing freedom of information requests. They've never given me it.
Mm.
Nice to have a figure now,
but
at least 10K.
I do like the idea now that we have a number of 10,000 people are required to prevent the systemic racism and sexism and all that at work in the civil service. I think 10,000 is far too many. It's clearly an unsalvageable institution. I think we just need to root and branch, remove the civil service, get rid of all these mandarins, and we will have solved racism.
But also, if I gave you 10,000 slaves, like, I feel like you could do something with that. I mean,
for the record, YouTube, we don't want to enslave all of these diversity managers.
I'm not saying bring back slavery. I'm saying that even if you had 10,000 slaves, you could at least, I don't know, build a pyramid or, you know, something, right? Yeah. These 10,000 people, what have they done in a year?
Won a lot of diversity board games.
Yeah, they literally sat around playing Diversity Monopoly, whatever the hell it was
with our money.
And they cost us like 100 million just on the surface level there before we even get to their employment figure for the cost there. And that's what they've achieved.
Please land on jail. Please land on jail.
I mean, I think Caesar conquered, what was it, like Gaul with less than that or something. I don't know. I'm not the history buff guy, Carl. Anyway, these roles set the taxpayer back £427 million a year, and the average DAI employee receives an annual salary of 42 grand compared to the average nurse at 34 grand, the report claims.
I don't even earn that year.
The thing is, if you take that money as well that we're spending on those 10,000... I don't even know what to call them. Serfs?
Priests?
Yeah, priests. If you take the money from those priests, you can actually stop every nurse going on strike this Christmas as well. Give them a pay rise in line with inflation. More than what they're asking for. But no. There's
that would be the sensible solution, but we couldn't do that.
DAI jobs in the public sector cost the taxpayer £557 million a year, the report claims, while billions are being spent on diversity initiatives by quangos, including contributions to a campaign on unlearning whiteness by the publicly funded Arts Council. So there we are. I mean, we're getting into the billions now of money sitting around. Remember how this, for foreigners who don't know, like this whole like Christmas period, this country is literally about to fall apart.
Yeah.
Like, we've had to call in the army to run the paramedics and all this stuff because just everyone's going on strike because no one's getting a pay raise that's significant in line with inflation, which is, you know, a reason to strike from these people. I'm not unsympathetic to that. But at the same time, it's like, well, we're pissing money at left, right, and center. And in which case, if you're a paramedic, it's not like the government hasn't got the money. Hmm. They're literally spending it on leftist monopoly.
Do you remember when on the 2017 election trail, Theresa May was chewed out for saying we don't have a magic money tree?
Yeah, I think I do.
Hmm. Looks like they found it.
Well, I mean, we don't have it. I mean, we're now broke and we need that money, so hopefully take it back. At least that should be the honourable thing to do. The Conservative Way Forward research also highlights 397 local councils across the UK. Now, remember, that's that 10,000 like priests over there, that's for central government.
Yep.
On the local level, we also have another around about 800 DAI members of staff between all those councils. On average, every council across the UK employs 2 full-time members of staff and has an average annual expenditure of 67 grand.
I was going to say, that's way more than the constituencies that actually exist. So why do you need... why am I negotiating with these people? You shouldn't have any.
Why do we need commissars? What a silly question.
Yeah. Yeah, who will make the left and right boot?
Anyway, there's a note in here. It comes as Jeremy Hunt, the Chancellor, faces a rebellion from 40 Conservative MPs over £7 billion of government spending going on woke projects. Which, you take that money, you could pretty much put every strike off this Christmas. But no, more important things, such as telling people they're racist. Why? Because my colour swatch says they're white. Very good. Anyway, now that we're broke, at least we've got this argument in the back pocket, which is, not only are we... I remember like a few years ago, we're warning, this stuff's going to bankrupt us.
Mm.
This is a huge waste of money. Well, we're now at the point where we're bankrupt. So, at least we finally made it there.
Have you considered, though, that we want the Chinese to take over? So...
That is a fair point. Anyway, have a good Christmas.
Thanks very much for watching this segment from the podcast Loath Seaters, and I hope you're having a very Merry Christmas right now. If you enjoyed that and want more, you can subscribe to our website for as little as £5 per month to gain access to all of our premium content. We have also recently started a merch store, so you can go on there and find anything from backpacks to t-shirts to hoodies and far more, so you can find any gift that you want on there for someone who's a fan. If you'd like to learn more about what we're doing on the day-to-day, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com. Thank you and goodbye.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.